We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We have just been really saturating ourselves in the peace of Jesus and so aware of the conflict in the world, in families, so much fear this year we see in the hearts of people. And even people who've walked with the Lord all their lives, really so many are terrified of what is going to happen next. And we want to really lift up Jesus Christ, our Bridge for Peace, and encourage you today to know that there is a way for you to experience the peace of Jesus. And to share with us tonight the experience of peace is our wonderful leader, Fernando Bastos, from Brazil, South America. Welcome back, Fernando.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, everybody. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that, I love that you said that, Fernando, because that is a bridge for peace, just exactly what you just shared with the people. Friends, when you release peace, people receive it. And the Word of God tells us that if they don't receive it, it comes back to you. So you can't be anything but a winner.
Yeah, it's good either way.
Yeah. If you offer peace to someone and they receive it, then you'll benefit because you'll be around them. So you'll benefit that way. And heaven forbid, but if they do refuse to receive that, it comes back to you. So I love that. You know, that's a great way to greet people. God's peace be with you. What a wonderful way. What a wonderful greeting. So thanks for that tonight. I know that there's a scripture on your heart, a scripture about peace, and we would all really want, we all really want to hear that.
Yeah, good. So before I was, you know, before we start, I was praying for a word from God. And he gave me John 14:27, which says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So that's exactly what the peace of God means. So the peace of God is not like the peace of the world. Sometimes we think that the peace is a kind of relaxation. The peace is a kind of a state. You know, sometimes you're trying to find peace in songs or in moments. You know, or reading something or doing some kind of activity. But the real peace of God is something really deeper than that. Something that, you know, goes within your spirit, goes within your soul. So that's the peace God wants to pour in you, to give you right now. His spiritual peace that can, you know, can go beyond every kind of human thinking. You know, it's a supernatural peace.
Yes.
So that's the peace you want to have.
And, you know, even when you shared that with us, Fernando, I was looking at the second part of that verse. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And I just had an experience of that. Let not your hearts be troubled. You know, I had a meeting that I had to attend. And we have, even though we're out of the nation so many months out of the year. When we're at the base, at the international base, other than going out for ministry, we really spend so much of our time right here at the base. We have recordings here, we have meetings here, we're here. We're not really running around much. But I had a meeting and it was on a Saturday. I really never go out on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's New York traffic, mm-hmm. everybody's out, mm-hmm. people are racing, you know, no one listens to the speed limit. It's very hectic. Mm-hmm. And also, we have one car. So mostly Ed does the driving. Mm-hmm. Even when we were away in Africa and we were gone for whatever, 3 weeks, we came home and I hadn't driven really in so long. I was like surprised, but we're, as you know, Ed and Annette is one name. We're together all the time. Yes. So I had this meeting that only I was going to, he wasn't going to, and I was like, wow, I haven't driven in so long. And I just said to myself this very scripture, let not your hearts be troubled. Yeah. Like, I am not going to preoccupy myself with that. Mm-hmm. I have a meeting, I'm going to the meeting. Mm-hmm. But what I'm just sharing with you is how this is so important, the entire scripture, mm-hmm. because God is giving peace. But if I am allowing my heart to be troubled, absolutely. I'm not going to be able to receive what it is that he has already given at the cross. Mm-hmm. So it says, let not, that's my responsibility, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. And there's many times, you know, even for us going out across the world and you go to countries that are not as stable as the nation that we live in. Mm-hmm. You go to countries where they have diseases that they don't have in the nation that we live in. Yeah. You go to countries that do not have the clean water mm-hmm. that we have. There's a lot of things, sadly, that nations are lacking. Mm-hmm. And people say sometimes inappropriate things to you when you're going to these nations. And sometimes we go to nations where Christians are persecuted and put in jail and other things happen. Mm-hmm. And people say things to you. Mm-hmm. And you could dwell on that mm-hmm. and become afraid mm-hmm. and decide not to go. Mm-hmm. You know, God never forces you. He invites you. But, you know, a long time ago, we decided we wanted everything God had for us. Mm-hmm. So this phrase, neither let them be afraid. Sometimes when people try to put fear into your heart, fear into your mind, you have to refuse it. Mm-hmm. And many times that fear will come, friends, if you've experienced the same thing, mm-hmm. when you lie down at night. You know, that's why we love that word, when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet, mm-hmm. because that's supernatural. Mm-hmm. The enemy starts to get to work when you lay down at night. I know that from experience, my own experience, and I speak to many people. Mm-hmm. That's when he comes, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we have to remember our responsibility. So that's why I love the scripture that you brought, because he's saying, I give you peace, not as the world gives. But then if I'm going to let my heart be troubled mm-hmm. and I'm going to dwell, say, oh, the traffic's going to be crazy. I haven't driven in a long time. What's it going to be like on a Saturday? You know, you could just stir it up, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
But instead you say, no, mm-hmm. I refuse that. Mm-hmm. I'm going, mm-hmm. you know, and the same thing it says, neither let them be afraid. Mm-hmm. And people will say things to you. And many times you just have to forgive people because they're speaking out of ignorance, really. Mm-hmm. You know, as Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, to Peter. You know, he thought he was giving God some good advice. You know, he was giving Jesus good advice. You know, this shouldn't happen to you. But it's not always good advice. And then we have to go back to the word and the advice that Jesus gives us. And we have a responsibility. Jesus doesn't give us a responsibility without giving us the capacity to fulfill it. So that means when he says to us, let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be afraid. He's given us the power to do that. So we need to just receive that grace and say, I have the power from Jesus Christ to not let my heart be troubled. I have the power from Jesus Christ to let not my heart be afraid. And then we can receive that peace. So I thank you so much for bringing up that scripture.
Yeah. And I confirm what you have just said. Some days ago, I was watching that series, The Chosen, and one part of it was really, you know, really important for me, was when Jesus says to the people, you are going to be persecuted. You will have trouble. Some of you will die. People won't like you, you know?
Yes.
But you will be with me. But you will have my peace, you know?
Yes.
So he's not saying that trouble will stop.
Exactly.
Sometimes we want peace for us, something that without any kind of trouble forever.
Yes, no, exactly.
That's not how world is, you know?
Right.
So trouble will be there, but you will have the peace of Lord.
Yes.
You will see with supernatural vision, you know?
Yes.
Sight, because you have the Holy Spirit and the peace of God with you.
Yes.
And we will know how to.
Right. And I'm so grateful that you shared that, because many people, they believe that when they become Christian that they wouldn't have a problem again.
Yeah.
And so the result is they are unprepared. So what you've done just by sharing that with us is to prepare us, to say, you know, don't be surprised when it happens. Don't be taken off guard, but don't let your heart be troubled, and don't be afraid, and know that there is peace and there's grace for you. And preparation is so important to performance. You know, you as a teacher,
I'm
sure that that's, you know. And this is what you're doing just by sharing this with us. You're preparing us to say, okay, trouble's going to come into every life.
In Brazil, we say, God, I don't ask you for to remove my troubles, but I ask you to make me stronger.
Beautiful.
You know?
In the midst of them, to make you stronger. And thank you for sharing that word also, because friends, you may feel like you're not strong enough, but the word also tells us that when we are weak, then he is strong.
Yeah.
And there's a strength from God that I know I've not experienced yet. I've experienced so much strength from the Lord, but I know I have not experienced his full strength. And I know that undoubtedly trouble is coming, but when that trouble comes, I will experience more of his strength, and in a way that brings a joy, because our focus is on the strength that God is giving to us in the moment, and the grace, and not the trouble.
Yes.
You know, so it just becomes an amazing life. So Fernando, we just have a little time left. Thank you so much again for being a guest today. Really appreciate everything that you shared.
Wow.
And I just want to ask if you would pray for who's in need of strength today and who needs that anointing that Jesus promises, that their heart would not be troubled.
Oh, yes. So, Lord, look at those people who are in trouble right now. Those people who feel they are not strong enough, and say to them, I am your strength. I, the Lord, am your strength. Just trust on me. Just trust on me, and I will give you my peace, and you will be stronger, even stronger than you think, because you will be within my strength, my peace. Amen.
Amen. We just thank you, Lord God, that you will do far more than anything we could imagine, anything we could anticipate, that we're going to experience the greater things, that whatever we've experienced of you up to today, and we thank you for it, we thank you for every encounter and every revelation. We thank you that the reality is that we know that there is more. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the God of more, the God of peace, and that it flows through you so naturally to us. So we thank you, Jesus Christ, our bridge for peace, as we bring healing to the nations through the power of your blood.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing, and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.